as we become purified, does our nature change? But this was my notion also. I had gone last year, at the start of the year to Australia. So in Melbourne at that time, Purushan Guru, I had a phone talk with him, he was in Perth. So I asked him this question itself. So he said that how now he's more into writing, less into preaching, and this way he's serving according to his nature. Then I asked him this, as we become more advanced, is it that we transcend our bodily nature? He said no. What we become more willing to transcend if it is necessary. But we don't necessarily transcend. They're two different things. If some service requires us to transcend, we are ready to do that. But by default, we don't do that. We learn our nature and we serve according to our nature. That is Atmic life. In fact, it is in youth, in the early stages of our bhakti, because we have so much passion. So often, because of that passion, we may do something which is against our nature. Because everybody, all this service is glorified, so let me do this service. So that is, we may go against our swabhava and do things in our youth because there is too much passion. But as the passion cools down, then we will serve more and more according to our nature and will be joyful. So, the Brahman Diksha that is given within our movement, that is more of a spiritual designation than a social designation. That means, it is not that, we will see this call, even those who get Brahman Diksha, they may have business, they may have business, they may not be doing Brahmanical work. So, if you look at historically how this concept of Brahman Diksha originated within our tradition, there is traditionally in Vaishnavism, in general in Indian culture, there is no such, never anything like a Brahman Diksha. Yes, there is what is called as Diksha. That is basically, Harinam Diksha was never considered to be a Diksha. That is just anybody can chant Harinam. Diksha meant one man can get Gayatri Mantra. And that is called technically as Gayatri Diksha, not Brahman Diksha. Gayatri Diksha was given to Brahmanas, to Kshatriyas, and to Vaishyas. All three get it. So, after doing Gayatri, one becomes a, after getting the Gayatri Mantra, one becomes a Dvija. So, in our tradition, because the activities of teaching Gaudiya Vaishnavism and the activities of deity worship were being monopolized by the caste Brahmanas, and the Vaishnavism is transcendental. But the Brahmanas were saying, we were having the monopoly. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur, he said that no, you don't have that monopoly. There are others who are equally spiritually qualified. So people did not appreciate Vaishnavas. People thought, oh, if you are to be a spiritual teacher, you have to be a Brahmana. No, Vaishnava, okay. Vaishnava, people used to think that this is another sectarian designation. You know, you have, there are Shaivites, there are Shaktas, there are Vaishnavas also. But if you want to be a teacher, you have to be a Brahmana. So then Bhaktisiddhanta Swami said, no, there are many people who are Brahmanical. They may not be born as Brahmana Varna, but they are Vaishnavas. So he instituted the Brahman Diksha. And Prabhupada carried it on. So the point is, Gayatri Diksha was there, but Gayatri Diksha was called as Brahman Diksha. It's quite recently in Asambhada. And the purpose of it is more of, it's a designator of spiritual qualification. It's not a transformer of material nature. So we don't change our material nature. Although sometimes we may change our understanding of our material nature. Previously I thought that, oh, you know, I have Brahmanical nature. I have all the studies. Many devotees complain, I don't get time to study, I have so many services. Yes, but give them time to study, then go to sleep. You see, studying is not something which is very easy to do. Studying academic subjects in college, well, that's something which we have to do. Because we have to get marks and things like that. When studying Shastra, it requires Satyamani disposition, it requires a Brahmanical disposition. Not everyone has that. So, our nature does not change, but our understanding of what is our nature may change. And the important thing is that we serve in a way that we can sustainably serve without bothering, oh, I have Vaishya nature, does that mean I am a lower devotee? Or that I have Brahmana nature, therefore I am a higher devotee? No, we are all devotees and we simply need to serve in a way that we can sustain throughout our life. Okay.